Okay, we'll say. We had last left our heroes with the most fundamental chakira in the perek, the question of the maskana de sunya. Rava, flashanim is darvishtari. The Ritva asked the question very nicely. He says, Peinach, that after 3 years he might have lost the shtar. That doesn't prove that it's his land. How come we award him someone else's land just because he might have lost the shtar? He also might have stolen the land. And we said there are three general approaches to understanding how Cheskes Gimel Shanim works. Three general approaches to someone gave me a book. Understanding how Cheskes Gimel Shanim work. One is to follow very, very closely on the heels of the previous line in the Gemara, right? And one is, it's a Raya Mishtikas Marakama B'meshech Gimel Shanim. If the guy was fired for 3 years, then he must really have sold you the land, or else he would have objected, right? What does that have to do with shtar? After all, that was the previous line, and the answer is some people are machmid in 3 years, and some people are beibar liyashiv, and everything in between that was at the end of the Makor Sheet. Either, right? What's the connection to shtar? Guy's machmid in 3 years, machmid in 3 years. We just refuted that with Beibar al-Yachid. So the next connection to shtar is either the Rashba, who says, no, it's that he waited until you would have lost the shtar to object, which makes his objection suspicious and prove that he's a liar. Right, normally he might say, oh, I just didn't get around to it right away. But if he waits till you would have lost your shtar to object, then that makes his objection suspicious, and we don't believe him. We call him a liar. So maybe it's because it is he's a liar if he waited until you lost your shtar to object, or Rabbeinu Yonah, that we'll come back to in a moment. The second possibility is that it's totally unrelated. We've totally rejected what came beforehand, right? The 3 years is not a raya for Shtikas Markama, it is just a takana. This is famous as the Shita of the Ktsos. And it's pretty important to the Rush. Right, so let's say it is a takana. This thing, why? For Seder the Lekuchos. If a guy loses his shtar, you can't hold on to your shtar forever. If a guy loses his shtar, he shouldn't lose out forever. So takana, because of Tikkun Olam, Seder the Lekuchos. This is the Shita of the Ktsos. The Rush is pretty explicit. The Rama and Pirsha Mishnayos, we thought, was pretty explicit about this. Billy's nodding his head, but I thought the Ram Pirsh Mishnayos was certainly explicit. We could argue about the Mishnah Torah in light of that, but I will. Where do they put the Ram Pirsh Mishnayos nowadays? Anyone know where the. Oh, here it is. Just after some other things. Says the Rama, Tam Elo Filchanim. That's what we want to know. Lafisha Adam Shomer Shtar Mecher Oshamatanish Adam Shomer Shneir Shlishis Lo Yoser. But Odlo Yosem Libo the Shtar. So far, this is the Gemara. What does the Rama add? Be him Avad Ashtar Lo Yovad Bimon. If he loses the Shtar, he shouldn't lose his money. Lafikach She Yavi Ruben Vaish Achel Pairs to a Sada Shol Shanim Mitzumas is Kai Biodu Osasade. Vialpi Shaiso Sada Yidua Le Shimon Vish Elm Shimishi Yidua Lo Tainus Ruin Shtar Lakam Menu Nema and Mazeh. Lo nomer the Reuven have a shtar al kapanim lefisha avdo. So what does he start out saying? He says, if he lost his shtar, he shouldn't lose his money. That sounds like it's takana from Seydu Lukukos. We feel bad. He shouldn't lose his money. And then he continues, says, etc. We say you should have been mocha. So then, okay, we say to Shimon, why weren't you mocha? Why does he add, we say to Shimon, why weren't you mocha? Why did you let him do it without objecting? One could read this in one of two ways. Here it sounds like it is a raya from Shtika. After all, we say to Shimon, but it's not clear how to take this. You could say, like the Ktos takes the Rambam Mishnah Torah. Let's look at the Rambam Mishnah Torah for a moment. The Ktos makes a big deal, one formulation of the Rambam Mishnah Torah, which, you know, I think it is reasonable to make a big deal of. What's the Rambam's lashon? The Rambam starts out the Mishnah Torah saying, not such that the Mishnah Torah starts out this perek of the Mishnah Torah, which is Torah Minet, the perek of Aleph, et cetera, that because of what? We say to Shimon, if you're telling the truth, to Omer, why didn't you object? Which is similar to the second thing he says there. And et cetera. And if he says he didn't hear, we say you for sure heard. And then we say, Ho of Lomachisa, since you didn't object, Satal Atzmacha, it's your own fault. Since you didn't object, it's your own fault. That's what the Rambam says to the Marakama. What does the Rambam say to the Machzik? He says, and why don't we tell Reuven, where's your shtar? Because people lose their shtar after a while. But if Shimon was Molche, then we say to Reuven, where's your shtar? And if he says that I didn't hear, we say, for sure you heard. And we say, in Be'emes, Hayelach HaShtar, Lone Is Hartu, Atav Satalat, it's your own fault. What is all this your own fault going on in the Rambam? So you could say, it's just a literary flourish. It's your own fault. You know, don't cover Roshcha, right? Okay, if the guy worships Roshcha, we kill him, we tell him it's your own fault. Not that that's halachically relevant, but it's a nice literary flourish. If you assume it's not just a nice literary flourish, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam saying is that in this case, it's anyone who suffers, it's fair because we gave them an adequate chance to do something and it's their own fault. Anyone who suffers, suffers because of Pshia, which is not the normal way of Torah Minetan. Normal Torah Minetan, anyone who suffers in court, it's because there's a riot against them. It's because we say, because there's evidence, we say, there's evidence against you, right? What would we have said? We would have said, if you don't have a shtar, then that proves you're a liar, and there's evidence against you. Or if you weren't mocha, that proves you're a liar, so there's evidence against you. Which could be a literary flourish, but it also makes it. Seems to be a proper to you, which fits in certainly with the opening of the Parashat Mishnayos, that if you look at Mitzvah Takana, then it makes sense. What's the point of Takana? The point of Takana is that this guy shouldn't lose. The other guy also shouldn't lose, right? You don't want to be a Merachim al Hachzorim, which becomes an Achzori al Harachmanim. So basically, you make a Takana, you have to make a system where everyone's protected and no one loses unless it's their own fault. Otherwise, it's a stupid Takana. So what does the Rambam say? No, this is a good Takana. After all, we say too, the Marakama, we gave you a chance to be mocha. If you weren't mocha, it's your own fault. We weren't unfair to you. And we say to the Machzik, you should have held on to your shtar for 3 years. And if there's a mecha, you should have held on to it for longer. And if you didn't, then you were adequately warned. You should have held on to your shtar and not have sought the latzpah. So the Rambam really sounds like Takana. The Rambam really sounds like Takana, which the Ktos makes a good diuk in the Rambam sounded like Takana. I'll come back to the Rambam in a moment. The Ktos also makes a diuk. Who else says Takana? This Ra'ah sounds like it's a Takana. Because, well, again, the Ktos quotes Muka Yosef. One line Muka Yosef says, Kinu Shaloshanim below Yosef or something. And the Rashi Ksuba says, it's Kinu Shaloshanim. There's a lot of Rishonim who throw in the word takana someplace. And I said, I'm not so convinced that anyone who throws in the word takana, unless the context shows that it's accomplishing something,
You know, unless the Catholic show there's enough demeanor from saying takana, or they say this is the explanation. When they throw in the word takana, I don't know if that's a valid diuk. Number one, because sometimes takana can mean darsh lehitkin, right? They're just attacking based on logic. Or also because in the end, everyone might end up saying that in some way it's a takana because they figured out the logic and then they made like a low plug to cover the weird cases. So there might be elements of takana no matter what your svara is, because like they figured out a logic and then they made a takana based on that logic, and the takana, you know, covered some weird cases in a low plug and simplified some things. So either way, it might be a takana drabanan, meaning drabanan were attacking to apply the logic in this way. The question is their logic, and then they made a takana based on that logic to just clarify things and draw the line someplace, or they're a pure takana. So if someone just says the word takana, I'm not convinced that that's so meaningful, because yeah, probably there's some takana involved here anyway, just applying logic and telling you where to draw the line. How do they know it's 3 years and not 2 3/4 years, etc.? At some point, you need some takana. So I personally am not impressed. Some people collect a list of every Rishon HaShas use the word takana. In the end, you end up getting every Rishon HaShas. I'm not so impressed unless I see that they're using it in a way to derive a halacha from it, or to say this is the ikra explanation, or they use more words than takana. I'm not convinced that it's really takana, and therefore the Rashi in Ksubos, which opens here someplace, okay, who uses the word that hitkinu, Rashi, now I found it. Shalosh shanim shetiknu chacham l'kol machzikim mekarka. I'm not sure that's such a good diok. And then Geyosef, that those quotes, I'm not sure it's such a good diok. Okay, so not sure about Rashi and Ksubos and etc. You know, Ulai, Rashi and Ksubos, the ode. But I'd rather have someone who, like the Rush, he mamish says a lashon of, he doesn't just say it is takana. Everyone thinks takana. At some point, the rabbis made a rule about this. You know, clearly they at least had to work out the details. But he says more than that. He says, my taima, tiknu chachamim, she'en tzorech laharosh shtaro yod, she'im yavi edem, ain't tzorech laharosh. They were talking, he doesn't need to produce a shtar anymore. That's more than just saying a takana, it's takana that he shouldn't need a shtar. And the rabbi at the beginning says, if he lost his shtar, he shouldn't lose his money. Sounds like more than that. If satal asmucha sounds like more than that. We'll come back in a second. The last thing I want to point out is that the ra'ah also sounds very, very clear to takana. The ra'ah in the shayin, the shidim, gretz, babakama says, okay, you have to know the context here. But he says, chazok is not a real raya. Because really, maybe he just was a gazan and ate it for 3 years. That's clear saying. It's not a raya, it's just a takana without a real raya behind it. That, okay. And then Aftamina is therefore, he says that we're not going to use it against the kata, even when we use other things, because it's not such a strong raya. So the ra'ah, I think, is very clear that it is a takana. Just give me half a second, and then I'll take Tzvi's question. The Ketosa also is a diet from Ketosa and Daf Lamed Hey, which seems to be a reasonable diuk, although, you know, people argue about this, but it's a diuk. Says Ketosa, you might think that if someone tainas, oh, I just sold you the payros, they can always win after 3 years. Ketosa says, no, that's crazy. If you've been on my land for 3 years, and I say, oh, of course you're on my land, I sold you the payros, you still win. Why? Because, no, you could, basically, because otherwise that's not what the whole parish sounds like, but how specifically does Tulsa say it? Because Tulsa says it, because if I could always say, I just sold you the payros and win, then what's the point of 3 years? You can't say it's because of Mizdar Bishtara, because he should have to be Nizar and Ishtar forever, because I might say, I sold you the payros. Now, hold on a second. If Nizar Bashtar was a Metzias, if this is a Raya based on Metzias, this is a Raya based on facts without rabbinic intervention other than analyzing, then the fact is he's Nizar however long he's Nizar. What the halach is in Daf Lamed Hey, what Rav Ashi means in Daf Lamed Hey shouldn't affect the Metzias. What Rav Ashi says in the Gemara does not affect the Metzias of how people act in the real world. So he should have said, how are people act after they got that test from? He says, no. If the Gemara would mean that I could always say
I sold you the peiros, then you would always have to hold on to your shtar, and then the Gemara Daf Yomi Tes wouldn't be true. What's he assuming? How long you hold on to your shtar is not just a mitzias, a bare naked mitzias. It is based on the system the Rabbanan built. It means within the system the Rabbanan built, this is how long you held onto your shtar, which is so from the Dayak. It's not about naturally how long you hold your shtar. It's talking about the Rabbanan making takana, how long you should hold your shtar, how long it's reasonable for you to hold your shtar in order to fix things off. So that's the Tosis. Diyok again, because Tosis assumes how long you hold your shtar depends on what the Gemara meant at Daf Lamed Hey, which means that how long you held your shtar is not just observing society, but is the halacha creating society, which makes sense. Mitzad takana. So that is, it's a diyok, but a diyok from Tosos and Daf Lamed Hey on the base all the way at the bottom. And we pointed out that Rabbeinu Yonah had a very clever idea, which, by the way, the Shar Mishpat makes him feel like he wants to say everyone holds. As opposed to the Tos does not take this idea at all. Shar Mishpat wants to make everyone in this category there. He says, really, it's not that it's a takana that you win after 3 years. That would be too bold. The Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah we read yesterday being Thursday, is that it's a takana that you have to be mocha within 3 years. And therefore, if he wasn't mocha within 3 years, there's a riot from a shtika. Naturally, we would say, there's Beit Nahar Yashem, there's this guy, there's that guy, there's, you know, everyone's mochel in different amounts of times, right? Where you say, Beit Nahar Yashem is mochel 1 second, most people are mochel in 3 years, Canadians aren't mochel until 30 years, are locked until 30 years, whatever it may be. But once Chazal made it takana, everyone should be mochel within 3 years. Now everyone's mocked within 3 years. They basically eliminated all the Beit Nahar Yashems. They said, we're making takana. Everyone has to be makru within 3 years. And therefore, now everyone's makru within 3 years, so they know the takana. And anyone who is mocha on the last day of the third year is mocha if they're telling the truth. They say, look, I just did what a normal person would do and object in a normal amount of time. Anyone who's mocha on the first day after 3 years ends is mocha if they're a liar, because they weren't mocha in the time that all normal people are mocha based on the social engineering of Chazal. So what does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Rabbeinu Yonah basically says that it's not the takana that you win. It's the takana, interestingly, in the Tosos Rashi Ksuvah, he says, I think it's clear that it's not what the Rashi, I'll prove to you soon that it's not what the Rashi means. It says, even though it's not the Rashi's idea of Chazal Moshan, it is true that sometimes it also does become, you know, an umdana that you're a liar, but that's not how it works. We said Rabbeinu Yonah, it's really speaking of Markama based on the takana, not based on reverse psychology. It's Resev from Rabbeinu Yonah, not Shtikas Bar Kama. And how do you know 3 years is when he's a liar for being Shosek, or when it proves that he's Shosek, because he was waiting for you to lose your star? No. It is, what's the connection to star? Is that since Achar Shetiknu Limchos Toh Gimel Shanim Mishum Shtar, in lo micha hoda. Here's moda. Shtika hoda. Shtika how long? 3 years. That's what everyone were talking. Why are they talking to the shtar? I'll take, two questions. Let me just finish. In Rambam, I'm very misopic. Every day I think something different than Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday. Every day I change my mind. What's shot in the Rambam? Maybe is the Rambam. I think clearly the beginning of Pirush Mishnah sounds very takanadik, super takanadik. The Ktsosis Diakne Satal Atmaga also sounds very takanadik. You put two and two together and already it could be coincidence, but, you know, we assume things are not coincidence. The question is, you know, if you read a little later in the Parashat Mishnayos, the Rambam says, and we tell the guy, why didn't you object? Which makes it sound maybe like the right from Shtika. And in the very opening in this Mishnah Torah and Yud Aleph, Perak Yud Aleph HaLechabez, he said, because he should have objected, even though then he segues, gets in a tangent of one of you is far away, and then segues into a Sakal Atzmacha. Could it be the Rambam is also more like Rabbeinu Yonah? He's saying, yes, it's a takana, but the takana is not a pure takana, it's a social engineering takana that we make a takana of Gimel Shanim, and then it becomes a raya from your shtika. So it could be that the Rambam holds this way. Also, we will put a possible Rambam, right, that perhaps the Rambam also holds this way, although I will first make a diyuk, not diyuk mukhra, that no, maybe the Rambam is really pure takana like the Tos things, But it's possible he's in the Rebbe Yomi camp. Not impossible. Tzvi and Yomi.
Is it possible saying Rush that he's not saying full on like the Kisos, and rather he might be saying even closer than Yona, or maybe even less than that? Because the Rush, very specifically, the only thing that he says, he obviously said Tikkun Chacham, the only thing he says Tikkun Chacham on is that the Chacham were Misakin, that you don't have to bring a Shtar more than 3 years. He doesn't go to the extent to say the Chacham were Misakin, a whole Chazaka, based on Sefer Delekuchos. Meaning, it sounds like the Chachamim just did this sort of Amida, and they decided that 3 years.
Anything's possible. I will give you a diok in 10 minutes, and I think not that way. You'll tell me if you like it.
In terms of the, maybe I'm just missing the mechanics of how this works. In terms of that, the accounting for the Kepeda people, they're not Makbid until after the 3 years. It's not like Mechila. So really, we're saying that they have a single day, maybe even a single minute, to make a macha. Meaning, where's the transition point?
They have 3 years to be macha.
So they're not even machped until the third year.
They're, meaning in the line that led up to this one.
Yeah, I didn't understand how Rebbe was saying. Rebbe was saying, they should have been macha. But wait, I'm not machped until the third year. I'm not machped until this person has been there for 365 times three.
So again, without getting into the math, which is a big machlokas, but not important. But what do we mean? The guy's machbid after 3 years. So that is a great question. I guess we can mean one of two things. Give me a second. Okay, let me answer this one. You're right. A person would not necessarily be machbid. Again, let's go to the line before this line. A person would not necessarily be machbid. If you're on his land 1 or 2 years. Right? He would not necessarily be machbid if you're on his land 1 or 2 years. Maybe he'd only be machbid that last day of the 3 years. But a prudent person would not wait for the last minute and would say, maybe he will stay on my land too long and let me be mocha before the last minute. Or, he might not be so machbid that he absolutely can't restrain himself, but he might want to be on the safe side, which I guess is the same thing in different words. Anyway, so the guy could be machbid anytime in the first 3 years, because there are people like to be on the safe side, people listen to their lawyers, etc. But you're right, machbid meaning he can't stand it. He can't withhold himself and keep silent. Is only perhaps on that last day of the last year.
Okay. But I mean,
I'm not sure why that bothers us.
It bothers me in the sense that if you're going to say such a kind of chachamim about normal people, they should really say it should be like a month, maybe 3 years in a month. Meaning that
I understand. But the what does that do with Peter? Kind of the guy loses shtar after 3 years, so the bare bottom of the takana, there after 3 years, he wins. And then part of that takana was within the 3 years, you better be mocha before he wins.
You better be mocha
before he wins.
So we're completely saying.
We're not saying you better be mocha because that's your natural feeling. You better be mocha before he wins.
So then why does the maharer need to know about the guy who's being machzik in his field? Or why do we need half of the sugyas? If it has nothing to do with the peda at all. Then
okay, so hold that. Or don't hold that thought, perhaps. This is a good question. Why it's clear later in the Sugya of Shascherim, right? That's what you're referring to. That if all the other Sugya got to Nichsei Boreach and the Nichsei Katan and the even again to the Reish Galusha, etc., that I was gonna wait till three. It's clear in all these sugyas later that the 3 years are not an automatic 3 years. The 3 years are only 3 years where the other guy could have known and been mocha, right? Classic example, you only mean by Shas Chaver, right? What if he was in a faraway country? We don't say Chaver to Chaver, Chaver Islay, because we used to say behind the Iron Curtain. You guys remember behind the Iron Curtain? Okay, nowadays, there's only one country behind the Iron Curtain. Where's that? North Korea. What if he's in North Korea, right? Then cover to cover is not cover a slave, right? He doesn't hear anything in North Korea. So what if he's in North Korea? Then pocket's not a valid. It's not a valid chazaka. That's what you're asking, right? Okay, so why is that? Saying that makes sense, Aliba did the first derech. Because no raya from Ishtika if he didn't hear it. Or maybe even if he heard, but for some reason he couldn't be mocha, there's also no raya from Ishtika. But if you say it's a takana for tikkun olam of this guy, then why, if the ma'arer, if the marakama doesn't hear about it, why isn't it still a good chazaka? That's Yoni's question, right? So I'll give two answers for that. There are two possible answers for that, I think. One possible answer is that it's a matter of balancing the rights, that Chazal wants to make it the kind of Pseidu Lukuchas Lukach, but only in a way where it wouldn't be unfair to the Marakama. And therefore, usually they worked it out. Usually everyone's Mafsid al Atmo somehow. If you weren't Mocha, you're Mafsid al Atmo, everything's fair, no one suffers unfairly. And if you were Mocha, and I don't have a Shtar, then ours Mafsid al Atmo. So therefore, we never have to feel bad about anyone. But there's one case where we do have to feel bad about someone. What if I'm holding it for 3 years, but you are in North Korea? Then if I win, it's unfair to you because there's nothing you could have done. And if I lose, it's unfair to me because what am I supposed to do? I lost my shtar and I won't object. So in that case, Chazal had to decide we have to be unfair to someone. And therefore, they picked the Marakama because the Marakama is Mosuk. And they said, we're not going to do the Tikkun Olam for the Seder Lekuchos when it would be an Abla to someone else. So it could be they just built it in as part of balancing rights. The other option could be, and this is the Machlokas, the Rashba claims he has with the Rashba. I don't know if the question of the Rashba really disagrees, or rather everyone agrees with the Rashba. Could be, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, there is a, he kept this phrase, he says, the Yirith Beshtara is connected, what's the word you call? Right, kosher to kpeida. What do you mean by kosher to kpeida? He means that, let me just be, I think I put some word after she the last time. Okay. Here we're asked that there's another connection, what he means, between, let me just follow the question. Why is a bokeya Nizhar for 3 years?
Board is out of the focus, out of the, we can't see that side of the board.
Ah. Sorry. You don't mean out of focus, you mean out of range, right?
Out of range, thanks.
Okay, now it's in range. Now, the why vocab Nizhar for 3 years? So, the Rashba accuses the Rashbam, right? Probably have this on the board, maybe not. Mm-hmm. Okay, says the, maybe the Rashbam, some, 3 years, right? Like the, right, what if the IRS? The IRS requires six, no? Yeah, three years or 6 years, we expect people, eventually you lose six. How long does it take to lose things? 3 years. But says the Rashba, no. Says the Rashba, and everyone else, and maybe even Rashbam agrees with this, pretty much. He just thinks that the 3 years is fixed. But says the Rashba, it's not just 3 years. It really goes back to Kedah. It's Kashtar Le'inyan Kedah. What do you mean, Kashtar to Kedah? It's not that I lose things after 3 years, because after 3 years I get lazy. I lose my shtar when I get comfortable and think I don't need it anymore. When do I think that I don't need it anymore? I think I don't need it anymore when the Marakama had a chance and an incentive to be Ma'arer and wasn't. Meaning, what's he saying? Forget about whether or not Chesias Gimel Shtonim works in Halacha because of Raya for Shtikas Marakama. The mind of the Lokeach works on Shtikas Marakama. When in my mind I feel a Raya for Shtikas Marakama, meaning I've been on the land for 3 years, and no one said anything, then I feel comfortable that it's my land and no one's ever going to say anything. Yeah, we're not talking about the halacha recognizes. Because the halacha might take into account Beit Baral Yashiv and recognize it in less than 3 years. But a person,
You know, he doesn't know Big Baruch Yashiv, this, that. He just goes by the average. When he feels comfortable after 3 years, because Kashal Inyan Peda, because Lokeach feels comfortable, because if there is no error in 3 years, there won't ever be. I don't mean in halacha, I mean in the Lokeach's mind. The reason Lokeach is miser for 3 years is because he feels comfortable. If no one's ma'ara until now, no one will be ma'ara. I don't need to keep my shahr. Which explains why, according to some posts, it's not exactly 3 years. It could be, well, ain't we only own? There's 3 seasons when people would object, not 3 years on the clock. Or maybe not, like Rashbam, which explains why, if I don't make money in those 3 years, I don't lose my shahr. Right? Abakur Vayal Kura, if I have no profit, so all my profit is wiped out, etc. Which explains why, if I use it in an unnatural fashion, right? Well, obviously, can cost me energy. It doesn't count for 3 years because I don't feel comfortable yet. And perhaps you could use that to explain Yomi's, answer Yomi's question. Maybe if the Marakama is far away, I don't feel comfortable. If the Marakama is in North Korea, rather, Shasheir, I don't feel comfortable yet. Because how can I feel comfortable? Maybe as soon as he gets out of North Korea, he's going to object. So that's the second possible answer to your question.
Correct, but it's the opposite of Rava. Rava says to not mock, but until 3 years.
Rava says
they're only mock good for 3 years. They only care if you're on there. They only care if you're there for a day. But if you're there for 5 years, they don't care.
No, that's what he's talking about. That's not what Rava says at all.
And Rava says that 3 years, that's when they start caring. So what do you mean that? What does the Rashi mean?
Exactly. After 3 years, when they should care and they didn't care, then I feel comfortable.
For a day, for 10 seconds.
Now I feel comfortable forever.
But how long did the Marakama... It takes him to say, get off my land.
Okay, sorry. So I totally misunderstood your question. What you're asking is, there's a question of borderline. Let's say Markham is 5 days' journey away, then he's only Machbid at the end of the 3 years. But then I only hear about it 5 days into the fourth year. Meanwhile, it's too late. So it's a good question. I haven't seen this addressed explicitly in the, I'm sure it is. Lachura, but that's a technical question. I'm going to give a technical answer. Either A, when Chazal said 3 years, they really mean 3 years plus however long it takes for the word to reach here. Or
you can ask a different question.
I
just feel like we're gonna spend all day trying to understand Yoni's question, so I'm gonna tell you you can ask me later. I give up. I give up on understanding Yoni's question. Suck for me. Okay. But I'm sure it's a good question. I just give up. So far, I've answered every other question in the entire paragraph except for that. Okay, bye. Now, because we really need to learn today. So far, we've just been repeating ourselves. We have a whole segment. We have finished the whole paragraph today. What's the last possibility? The last possibility is that really, really, the Ikaron, Zoche HaMachzik, right? Bishana Achas. Really, you win in 1 year. Okay, perhaps you can even say, I didn't have to be a year, but one achila, one achiza, something like that. Really, you win less. But there's a reyesa of ach ishara, a phrase taken from the Flaming Gimel and Bays, as the ritual points out, until 3 years. And that's what it means. It means really, forget about finding a reason why you win in 3 years. You really win in 1 year. In one act, you really win right away. But there's a reason until 3 years, because even though you win, you have a reason why we should believe you. But nonetheless, since you're a counter reisa, you must be lying, because if you really bought it, where's your star? Therefore, until 3 years, you have an excuse to lose your star, you lose. Okay, that is the, who said that? many, 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 many Rishonim. On our daf, it is the Ritva. Right? This is a Ritva. On daf of Tesam and Aleph. On our daf, it is the Ritva. On daf, where else do we find this? On daf and Vava and Beis, it is the Ran. What's the Ran trying to explain? Again, the Gemara says, davar v'lo chatzi davar, you can't give half an edus. If two edim say, we saw one here and the other in front, the other two edim say, we saw one here in the back, that doesn't make you a gavol for shei saros. So they're each testifying half an edus. But if two edim say, you were machzik and tafshin pei, two edim say tafshin pei aleph, and two edim say tafshin pei beis, that's fine. That's the Mishnah there. Why? The Gemara never explains. Just obviously different. So the two famous explanations are the Rashbam says, because since each set of Edom saw whatever was available to see at the time, that's a Dabar Shali. Even though it's not a full result, as long as it's a full Re'iyah, they saw whatever they could, after all, you can't see the future, it's a valid Re'iyah. The Rif gives a different famous answer. These are two famous answers, Rashbam and Rif. He says, if something is a Dabar Shali, theoretically in a different court case, then it counts as Eidos. After all, if two Eidim saw you eat Charlie's land, Tufshin Pei, and that was it, that would be a Dabar Shalim. You have to pay him back the payros. Meaning against you, not for you. Two Eidim saw Tufshin Pei Aleph, that's a Dabar Shalim. You have to pay back another year of payros. Now the two Eidim saw Tufshin Pei Beis, they can all count to make you win the land and the payros because they were all Dabar Shalim, theoretically. Okay, but the Ran gives a bit of a unique answer. Says the Ran, you know why 1 year is a Dabar Shalim? Because 1 year really is. 1 year really is a chazaka. It's just a fine problem where Reyes are counteracting it until 3 years. But since 1 year really is a chazaka, it's called a Dabar Shalim. What's his chiddush? A, his chiddush, that's how Chazaka Moshana works. B, something's called a Dabar Shalim. If it's a theoretical Dabar Shalim, just it has a sign problem counteracting it. That's called a Dabar Shalim. So this is the Ran in Daf Nun Vav on the base. This is also the Ramban in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph. The Ramban in Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph is explaining why Achal Ha'av Shana Vaben Shnatayim works if an adult was machzik for a year and then he dies and his son continues. Doesn't say what kind of son, but the Ran assumes even a minor son, a katan. A god that was master for a year and his son, the katan, was master for the next 2 years, that counts. Says the Ramban, there's no raya mishtikas marakama, because after all, the marakama couldn't have been mocha, because you can't be mocha against the 3-year-old, because he doesn't understand mocha anyway. And therefore, if he can't be mocha, there's no raya mishtika. Again, that's an assumption, which he doesn't question. And he says, it doesn't matter if there's no raya mishtikas marakama. There's a raya the first year, because the first year was a gadol. And then he already would have won the first year. It's just that there's a raya saying you have to get rid of by waiting 3 years. So he says, I'm kuad gimel shanim because of this raya, so, but really it's miyad. And that's why, even though the last 2 years were done by katan, it doesn't really matter. He really won the first year. Just you have to wait 3 years to have an excuse for losing the shtar. So this is also the Ramban. And Amud Aleph, and this seems to be the Ramban and the Rashba on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, because Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is obviously the inspiration for this. Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis says, if a guy says, I'm going to harvest this guy's dekel, we believe him because he wouldn't have a chutzpah to harvest someone else's dekel without permission. So what does Tosfos and the Rabbeinu Yonah say? Means we believe him about the payros. Why? Because he's already holding the payros. And I'm also going to call him Haraya. I mean, we don't really believe him because it's not. We believe him because he's holding the payros. Of course, we wouldn't believe him about the land. But the Ramban and the Rashba, they're saying that we even believe him about the land, theoretically. And then the Gemara asks, Yivachi Aranami, says there on the Rashba, if I went and harvested Moshe's palm trees, that should prove that it's my land. So I'm harvesting the palm trees. It's obviously my land. That should prove it's my land. What's the only reason? And I should win the land. What's the only reason? They say Aranami means winning the land. What's the only reason it doesn't? Because I don't have a shtar. So therefore, it's a mafurish gemara that when I owe your payrolls once, that's enough for a raya for me to win. And the only reason I don't win is because of Achmi Sharach. And that's the mucker of that Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba and the Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. So all of these say basically one action should be enough. It's only because of Achmi Sharach that I need to get rid of a Reisa for 3 years. Exactly why would one action be enough? Here, everyone has a slightly different formulation. By the Ritvan, Daf and Beis, Amid Aleph, did I add that to the Makoros? Yes, I did. He says the same thing he says on Daf. He says the same thing he says on Daf Chav Tes. Wherever he is, says the Ritva on Daf and Beis Amid Aleph. He says, ready? Mishum the Tlash Shanim is Dari Inish Mishtori Amkulo HaKazaka Ad Gimel Shanim. They extended the Gimel Shanim because of Zihiras. Okay, he doesn't say quite so explicitly, but that's what he means. He means really should have been less than Gimel Shanim. They extended it because of this reason. So we'd also add the Ritva here. And often based on Alpha, I'm forgetting other people, but this will certainly suffice. Let's just point out exactly, you know, why, exactly what would make me win in less than 3 years, theoretically, if not for the counter-pressure Achmi Shtarach. Here, there's subtly different formulations. Even, you know, within the same Rishonim, you get different formulations, different places. The Ran says he's Muchzak B'Shalom, emphasizes the Chazaka aspect. The Ramban and the Rashban Daf Lamed Gimel emphasize he's muchzak. They add the word he's muchzak in it, and lo chatzav, he's acting like an owner. He wouldn't have a chatzav if he wasn't an owner. The Ramban and the Ritvan Daf Lamed Beis and the Ritvan Daf Chav Tes emphasize the fact that Baila was shosik for one achila. Right, so it could be just the muchzakas of one achila. It could be the shtika of one achila, meaning why would I have one? You know. In 1 year, either mipnei shtikas habaylin, you know, shtikas habaylin, laachilachas, oh, mishum shemachzik. Bekarka Hidera Baila. Okay, but either way, I would have won, obviously the difference earlier, just I have a Reisa. In Sivos, he takes the Ramban a different way. I'm loath to agree that's Pshat and the Ramban, and perhaps I'd be more open to saying it's Pshat and someone else. Then it's Sivos, that was in brackets. I don't know, I'm not going to make a big deal of this. He says, no, if you follow the Gemara very fully, how long, until this line of the Gemara, how long does it take me to get a riot in the Kibbutz Bar? 3 years for some people, and less than 3 years for other people. They barely gush it. So he says, really, it's a riot in the Kibbutz Bar in 3 years or less. However, in cases where it's less, because of the rain, so we extend it to 3 years. So the Lush Rishon is always a riot right away. The Nesiva says, no, it's not a raya right away. It is a raya in 1 day to 3 years, depending on which kind of person. Just it always gets pushed to 3 years because of the reyes of Achmi Shtarach. So he has a slightly different twist on this. If you okay, the Tosus Rid, at least in the Mandar Murui Paskin like, which that Mechavet Fnei Trey might seem to sound like this, because he says there's two reasons for 3 years. He says, because 3 years would be Shostek Betaraya, and because in 3 years there's no Reyes of Achmi Shtarach. What do you mean two reasons for 3 years? So it could be, because 3 years the Raya, but to cover in the Bar-Gal Yashiv cases, you know, we say, even if it's a Raya less than 3 years, it takes 3 years to get rid of the Reyes of Achmi Shtarach. So it could be that the Tosus Rid holds like the Nesivas. The Shudah Ran is also a little unclear, although the Chedush Ran is clear.
Then the Shudaran, he says also, he takes the general approach of, you know, they're saying the Ritva and the Ramban, etc. You know, he decides back, he should match the Kedusha Ran. The Ran out of all the Rishonim is the most loyal to the Ramban. He says that as long as you were the mochet right from Ishtika, came in Shain Reyes of times, that's when Vela was dying. And once there's no more Reyesa, then he wins. Right? Once no more Reyesa, then he wins. So he says it's a right from Ishtika plus avoiding a Reyesa, which is the general Mahala. What's not so clear is, does he mean, like he said in the Fiducia, right? In 1 year, it's really right from Ishtika's Markama. Just takes 3 years to get rid of the Reyesa. Or is he more likely to deceive us in a variable amount of time to write the Shtikas Bar Kama, and then you need to get rid of the Reisa? Clearly, the same thing is like the Kedusha Ran, even though that makes it a little hard to read the Shuts. But, okay, so we have this idea of the Deceivos, and maybe the Rid. I hope that any Rishonim Mafurish sets the Deceivos. He thinks all the Rishonim say Deceivos. Do you give any? Wants to use it to answer Kashas, which there are many easier ways to answer Kashas. And maybe the Tosfos rid of the most, he says 3 years right Mishtika, and 3 years gets rid of the Reisa. One each. Two things for 3 years. Well, then maybe like the four of them are 3 years right Mishtika, but for Beit Gal Yashiv, then we need to add in 3 years to get rid of the Reisa. So if anyone, I would say the rid. So anyway, let's just put, you know, three star, the Nesivos, and maybe the Tosfos rid says it's a raya mishtika begimel shanim. Oh, pachos, depending on the personality of the marakama, umikal makom, sorry, begimel shanim, mishom ach vishtar. Okay, but we're not going to take that into account so much. You could do all the cheshbonos yourself. What's the nafgamina between these different pshatim? What's the nafgamina between these different pshatim? So there's many, many, many nafkaminas. One classic nafkamina is what all the Rishonim discuss. What if the guy, meaning what a chakir is it more about the mocher or the lokeach? Is it more about the marakama or the machzik? Right? If you say it's Rai Mishtika, it's really all about the marakama. If you say it's that he doesn't have a reis of three of Achmishtarek, it's really all about, at least after the first year, it's all about the machzik. If it is takana, I would say it's mostly about the machzik. Also, they took into account the rights of everyone. What about macha? Right? Basically, what if there's a macha from one side down the other side? Now, don't say what they want to talk about later. Don't say this in Achmina. It's the Ma'arer's Mocha, and he says, I'm Mocha in front of the two of you, but keep it state secret. Don't tell anyone. Then obviously the Ma'arer deserves to lose. Obviously he's doing something suspicious and fishy, and he's a big liar. Now, the question is, what if he tells two people his Mecha, and he is Mocha le Mahadrim in a Mahadrim? He finds two guys who are about to board a train, a caravan, to the next door neighbor of the machzik, tells them, you should know, tell the machzik, I'm suing him. Right? Great machah. And what happens, unbeknownst to him, those two guys get in the caravan, and the whole caravan gets there safely, except for these two guys who were eating my lions on the way. Right? So they never tell anyone. Right? So basically, what if he wants them to tell over the machah. He's not being suspicious and trying to pull shit. But they don't tell over the machah. He is mocha, but the machzik never heard the machah. Basically, the machah mitzido, but not mitzad the machzik. So what about the following case? What is nafkaminas? Nafkaminas. One, what about micha kedin? The low nishma Mechaso, but no one ever heard his Mecha. So what would you say if the rise from Shtikas Marakama? Then who wins? The Marakama is no rise from Shtikas. What's the Marakama? The poor Machzik didn't know to be careful of the star. And it doesn't mean that's not the Iker. The Iker is the Shtikas Marakama. You're right, it's unfair to the Machzik. He never heard Mecha and lost the star. But okay, life is unfair sometimes. It's also unfair to the guys that eat my lines, and that didn't bother you. Then it's Pashtun. That's exactly where Rabbeinu Yonah says, Lishitase, says Rabbeinu Yonah, based on my Shita,
says Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Muti Yosef quotes him, right? Which is where, you know, everyone sort of gets into a problem. If the Tzotzim Daikin, the Muti Yosef, is a Chazaka man, sorry, it's a Takana man, excuse the word Takana, why here he may become a Rabbeinu Yonah man? And I think the real answer is just don't be some Daikin in the Muti Yosef. But says Rabbeinu Yonah and the Muti Yosef, he says, of course, Eina Chazaka. Why? Because, and he says explicitly why. Because there's no Raya Mishtikas Marakama. Right? Rivenion is very enforced because there's no Raya. He's not going to say the did. What's nice that people say why. They don't just say the did. The Rishonim say why. Why is the din? Why is this true? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. Why is... this says Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, umidelo micha min devadai zodna, right? Since he wasn't Mocha that proves, and therefore he says, therefore, I feel no the dar shel shama masal macha. Even if we know the guy didn't hear, it's still a macha, right? It's still a macha, because the ma'arer can say that I was so make that he would hear it. And therefore, there's no chazaka. I thought I was doing my job. I thought I was being mocha successfully, so there's no chazaka. Okay, what if you said in Yishom Takana, what would you say if he was mocha kedid? And, but no, the guy never heard his macha. What would happen? Who would win? So here it's funny. Let's think of what the Takana says. The Takana says, what did the Takana say? If you're Matzik 3 years, you win, unless the other guy was Mocha. Right? So, what did the Rush say? The Rush has a great Lashon here. Listen to the Lashon of the Rush, and this is what I was promising Tzvi before. What is the Lashon of the Rush? Listen to the Rush. He says, listen. Afilam Ira Shalom Ru L'Shem Adam. Even if it happens, they didn't tell you on the Mechah. Have you Mechah? Why? Because he was Mocha, like the Chachamim said. He did what the Chachamim said. Okay, well, it was Kiko, and they didn't tell him to do more than that. What does Rosh say? It's a valid Chachamim. Why? Because he did what the Chachamim said. The truth is that I'm not convinced. Okay, I'm not convinced. Right against me. I take it back. Even before I finish saying, I take it back. If you want to say the Rosh really means Rabbeinu Yonah, I think you can. I just don't see. Saying, I don't see it in any words of that, but it's possible. But what does the Rush say? Let's see what the Rush says. It says, Eina Chazaka, because he was Moche Kimamar Chachamim. But here's the subtle difference between the Rush and the Yonah. I admit it's a subtle difference, and C doesn't have to accept it. As a matter of fact, neither does anyone else. But I'll just show you the subtle difference between the Rashi and the Yonah, which is why I think they're saying subtly different things. Even though, again, clearly the secret passage from one to the other is very apparent. But look at the difference in the Lashon. Says the Rush, you know why it's a valid Mechav, there's no Chazaka, because he focuses on, did you fulfill the Divrei Chacham, the Amiras Chacham or not? What did? How does the Rabbeinu Yonah express the same thing? The Matzi, right? Again, what does the Rosh say? And I was Moche, and the Chachamim didn't tell me to do more than that. I did what the Chachamim said, no more, no less, so I have to win. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? He said a little differently. Lohuskati l'trochulun v'losafonu k'deshi zar b'shtar. I didn't have to go in front of him, which the Rosh answers, because the Rabbana, and Lohus Kiku Chachamim Yosef Rizeh, he says, because I was so make that he would hear it. Right? He, the Yonah focuses on the psychology of the Marakama. I did a good enough Nechaa because I assumed he was hear it and I would hear it and I did everything I thought I had to do that made sense to me in terms of giving a message to him. In terms of, am I being a normal Marakama? The Rush says, no, he was Mocha Maimer Chachamim, his Kiko Chachamim Yosef Yizeh. So the Rosh is focusing on, again, you can think about that. The Rosh is focused on, it's a battle in the Chachamim, who's the Chazaka, because it fulfilled the Chachamim, who said exactly this, no more, no less. Where in Yonah says, because the Svara, he fought this the good way to yell at people.
The Hemshchik of the Rosh sounds exactly like the next four words.
Which are?
The
low is kikul. Yeah, you and know, that's like me. Low is kikul, the Chachamim weren't maskikim. The Chacham did not require him. Rabbi Yonah said the Chacham didn't require him to do more than that. Meaning, the question is, why didn't he get on a caravan and go there to be Moche? The Rosh says, because the Chachamim didn't tell him to, so he doesn't have to. Rabbi Yonah says, because he thought that it was unnecessary because he assumed everyone was here. Why did the Rabbi Yonah talk about what he thought and the Rosh thought to talk about what the Chacham told him to do? That's exactly what he's against you. The Rosh says, it's a good because he did what the Chacham said and didn't have to do more than the Chacham said. Rabbi Yonah said it's good because he did what he thought made sense and didn't have to do more than he thought made sense. That's why I still think they're saying two different things in my Anios Dati. Okay, however, what would you expect the Ramban to say about this, logically? Let's say the guy was Moche. Now, here it gets a little tricky. But let's say the guy was Moche, Mamish, and you're free, right? The guy was Moche in the third year. He thought he did a good machab, but the Masig never heard it. Of course, Dolby will tell me two things. They disagree with what I'm about to say, but okay, let's ignore those two things. The right, either A, maybe turn into a kind of Rabbana and therefore made little plugs, or B, it's fine. Okay, but assuming not the way, what does Shar Mishpat say? The Shar Mishpat says, I'll leave the Darban. Hashem, you would disagree. It's interesting. All the Rishonim, not all the Rishonim talk about it. All the Rishonim who talk about it say the same thing. But what does he say here? Says the Shar Mishpat, the Das Rabban. He says, the Rabban would disagree. He would say, Hezkaso Chazaka. Again, I'm making no hint. It was only in the second or third year that this happened. He would say, Hezkaso Chazaka. Why? Because he really wins after 1 year. It's just that if he hears the Mecha, then we say, where's your star? And counteract it with the raise of Achli Shtar. But if he didn't hear the Mecha, meaning he'd have to prove he didn't hear the Mecha, because when Astam, Chavar, Chavar, Yislev, Chavar, 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 Yislev. But if we can prove he didn't hear the Mecha, then there's no raise. Chetkapa Vadako, why? Because he won after 1 year. And there's no reyasa if he didn't hear the mecha. Okay, the Shar Mishpat says this is an achrina. Again, the Ramban himself says nothing one way or the other whatsoever about this. The Shar Mishpat says this is an achrina, this is a hakira. What if he didn't hear? If he didn't hear, there's no reyasa, so we should win it from the Ramban. Although it might depend. If he was mocha right away the first time, then maybe that would be different. If he didn't hear it, still, he would lose. But at least if he was mocha in the second or third year. Well, according to the other pshatim, this mocha should work either because you fulfilled the takana or because you do not have a raya from your shtika that you are a liar, what's funny is that in the shutran, he says, look, if he was mocha, even though no one heard, then there's no raya mishtika, so it's not a valid chazaka. Which doesn't fit. It's not so clear what he means by that. And that's why it's not so clear. It could be that what he means, either he's really mishtikas, but that's typical. It's not the same thing with the Iran. Impossible, but not ideal. Or it could be that the Shud Haran is referring here to the first year. That he's referring here to the first year. Maybe in the first year, if he objects, even if no one hears, then it doesn't matter. There's no right in the first place for the first year. In the second or third year, if he objects and no one hears, then it would be a valid. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying there's two steps. First, there's shtika, and then there is a lack of a reisa. So again, it's not clear in the Shaharan. He's clearly going back to the shtika step. You know, but maybe what he means is really nasivas, and he thinks for most people, 3 years to speak a step and the grace is relevant. Or maybe what he means is, maybe what the shutran means is that in the first year, it would ruin the chazaka. Because if he objects in the first year, then you have no right in the first place. You don't need to come after the resa. Okay, I'm not sure if that's what it means or not. Anyway, let's just throw in a few other nafkaminas. Some of these nafkaminas are going to be nafkaminas we'll discuss now. Most of them are going to be basically sugyas throughout the next 10 daf. And basically every sugya is an nafkamina of this chakira, and we're just going to do Rashi Frakim till we get there. But let's do another case like this. Says the Tosos Rid, a wild shot. Says the Tosos Rid, a wild shot. And the truth is where Meir Senkra ends up saying, like, making this more complex and taking it in a different direction. But the Gemara later on had some machlokas, where they have to be moch in front of two people or three people. And the lashon is, do you need sadukta or gila milsa? And basically, spoiler alert, everyone but the Tosos Rid said, clearly a point of mechad that everyone should hear. There's a technical machlokas here. Does everyone hear when you say it in front of two people, or does everyone hear when you say it in front of three people? Okay, that's the general mahalach of the Olds there.
Doesn't the Gemara say that only the shita of three is that you need a gila milsa, and the shita of two is that you need ages?
Yes. So everyone tries to make that lav davka somehow. Correct. And the Tosos Rid is the only one who fully, explicitly. Okay, that's the question. Is a lav davka partially davka, you know, but everyone makes it more, everyone seems to make it, tries to make it lav davka. But the Tosos Rid takes lashon more seriously. What's the machlokas? Think about it. Two, it's because you need ages. Meaning, it doesn't matter who hears it, it just matters there's edus that you objected. Three is because you need sahadusa, gila milsa, because the other guy needs to hear it. So says the Tosos Rid, he said, this is exactly this chakira, is what's important that he hears the macha, or what's important that you said the macha. Okay, then you have to figure out exactly. And what's going on here, says the Lefi Tosos Rid, Haim Ba'inan Bifne Days, which is called Sadusa. Oh, Bifne Gimel, which is called Giloy Milsa. Basically, what the Rid says is that if it's all about the Zahirat Bishar, then you need Gimel, Gila Milsa, to all that inherent, the Israel Shtar. If it's really also has the Yisrael Shtar, but is primarily about the right of the Shtikas Markama, then Bifnei Shtayim is enough, because the Markama is a Shosei, then it never gets off the ground in the first place. So really, what he says is here, Bifnei Beis would be enough. Now again, you could disagree, you could say, no, if you do Bifnei Beis, that's suspicious, if you don't want people to hear it, that shows that you're a liar. But that's not what he's. If it's about a takana, then it seems clear to me that you should need Bifnei Gimel. So that's the point of the takana. The point of the takana is that you should balance the rights and he should lose his shtar. I mean, in takana, what's the only point of chad? The only point of chad is to tell him his or his shtar. So then it's pasha that here you should need Bifnei Gimel. If it's about just the reisa, then clearly you should need Bifnei Gimel. And if it's like an Asidus type of situation, then you would think, which really he says is that it's two things, which really I think is best right for Asidus, then you would think that even Bifnei Beis would be enough, because who cares if there's a reisa or not, it's not a raya in the first place. And it seems to be that his main chiluk is in the Rid himself, is that he thinks, if it's that real to write in Shtika, and then they threw in, just afterwards, to take care of the Neymar al-Yashid, they threw in Reza, the Iker to write in Shtika, you shouldn't think Beis. If it's the Iker only about the Reza of Achvishtarach, then if they give him, okay, the truth is, it's not clear exactly where he fits in here, but it's clear that he's saying the same basic Fakira. Is it about you being careful in your Shtar, or about him being silent? Okay. A flip side of this is the fascinating discussion of the ktsos, that little ktsos in Simon Kofman Vav. What about the flip side? Meaning, he wasn't mochen, but you did hear. This is, if he was mochen, you didn't hear. Or how important is it that you hear? What if he wasn't mochen, you did hear? The ktsos brings the theoretical case. He wasn't mochen. They lied and told him he was mochen. Or he brings the better case. He was mochen improperly.
He was mocha and he said, look, guys, I want to pull a trick here. I'm being mocha in front of the two of you, but don't tell anyone, which is clear that he's really a liar just trying to make a fake macha to rip the guy off. Right? He doesn't want to admit he's a macha because then they'll prove he's a liar. He wants to do this macha, keep in his pocket until he uses a shtar and rip you off. And the end mistakenly go, and they just tell your son he was mocha without mentioning any of the suspicious things. So what if, you know, Lo micha kehogen, aval amru lo shemicha kehogen. But they told you that there was a proper macha. So that's a machlokes in the ketos and the shach. L'chora, this should be taloi in this hakir. We told that shemichas mar kama. Here the mar kama shows it. He was worse than Joseph. He proved that he's trying to cheat, right? So then it should be chazaka, meaning not a macha. Why? Because he wasn't mocha. I don't care if the other guy heard. He wasn't mocha. If you're talking about a reis of achi shtara, then there should be a reis of achi shtara. Then it should be a chazaka, meaning it should count as a macha, right? Okay. Then it should be a chazaka. Why? Because if he got a raise of Achish Dark, he was the raise of Achish Dark. You heard from two Aiden with Mocha, where's your shark? I don't care what really happened. You heard from two Aiden with Mocha, where's your shark? If that is silent, he was silent. He was worse than silent. He explicitly admitted that he was that he was suspicious. If you say it's about a Takana, then narrowly day barber, then it comes to Takana, they get Takana, you then get Takana, him. Whoever like did something that Takana's about, we go by him. You did not. The flip side of the Rosh said, you're Micha Kamamar Chacham, and it's valid regardless of result. If you're not Mocha Kamamar Chacham, it shouldn't be valid regardless of result. But Nirelem Yisdaiti, that it should be a Chazaka. Why? Because flip side of the Rosh, Lo Micha Kamamar Chacham. You didn't do the Takana, and therefore we don't actually care if he has a Shah or not. We actually care if you do the Takana or did you not do the Takana. And the Ksos work fine. That's the sheet of the Ksos himself. He says it is a valid chazaka. And the, the Shach says that it is not a valid, that it is not a valid chazaka. Okay, so other nafkaminas could very well be, and we'll just try to run through. And I see if we can squeeze in the time we have left. This is a little tricky, Shuas Hesses. Why Shuas? Meaning, if I ruin the Chesed and Moshana, do I have to swear Shuas Hesses or not? Why is it tricky? Because there's two other factors that we're not getting into now. Number one, there's a bit of machlok, is there ever Shuas Hesses on Karka? Right? Because we know Shuas all right, so Karka is Bachar, right? Three things are possible, Shuas all right, so. Karka, Avonim, and oh, okay, let's assume, so you could say no, Shuas Hesses is not Shuas Hesses on Karka. Also, what's unclear is what's the standard for Shuas Hesses, right? Remember, what's Shuas Hesses? The minatory of the swear in certain circumstances, right? We paskin, like the most bali tosos and the Rambam, you have to swear in the rice in three circumstances, either if there's an echad that you owe the money, or if someone gave you something to be shomer and you claim something happened to it, or if you're motive makes us. Midrabanan, even if it's not one of those three circumstances, you still have to swear when there is a credible when there is a credible taina, even if it has no evidence behind it. We paskin like the Lishna Basra of Nachman, I think, in Shuas Dafim Aleph. Even if I just say I'm making money, you deny it, you have to swear Shuas Hesses. So there is some degree of a machlokis. You can always argue, like, how strong odds do you need to be mechayev Shuas Hesses? Whenever anyone argues Shuas Hesses, they could be arguing, how strong is Chesed's Gimel Shanim? Or how strong of a suffix do you need in order to be Chayav Shuas Hesses? Or the Shuas Hesses apply to Karkos? So there's far from guarantee that a machlokes about Shuas Hesses is a machlokes about the nature of Chesed's Gimel Shanim. Again, it could be a nature of how much of a latest a suffix do you need? What's the standard Shuas Hesses? 10% likely? 20% likely? 30% likely? 4% likely? But everyone agrees what Chesed's Gimel Shanim is. But if we think that perhaps, right? How about Machzik Gimel Shanim? And he writes, Ha'im Chayav
Lishava Shvuas Hesed. What would you think? Are you chayiv to swear Shvuas Hesed, or are you not chayiv to swear a Shvuas Hesed? You would think if there's a raya from Shvigas Bar Kama, what would you think? You're chayiv to swear Shvuas Hesed or not? You say it's really, and I say it's mildly, and I bring a proof from your actions. What would you think?
No.
You think I have a proof from your own actions that I'm right. I have proof that you're a liar. L'chora Potter. L'chora you'd be Potter Shvuas Hesed. What if I win because of a Takana Drabanan? Should I have to swear Shvuas Hesed? I don't have any proof. I have a Takana Drabanan. Should I have to swear Shvuas Hesed or not? What would you think? Intuitively, common sense. I win. I have no proof that I'm right. But there's a Takana Chachamim that makes me win. Should I have to swear?
Yes.
Yes, I don't even have any proof. It's just a nice thing to come give me. I should at least have to swear Shvuas Hesed. I have no proof whatsoever. It's a Chesed that I win. So L'chora, I should have to swear Shvuas Hesed. Because I have no evidence, right? Because I have strong evidence. What if the point of Chesed Gemushta is to get rid of a reisa, but I really should have won right away? Then it might depend why I really should have won right away. Is it because of a proof from your shtika that I should have won right away? Or no, it's just a muksa that menastam I become muksa right away. So then I think it depends how you look at it. This, I think, would depend very much how you look at it. Maybe if I should win right away because of a raya gemura mishtika, then l'chora I shouldn't have to swear hesed. If it's because I am muchzak. Either a muchzak is on the land, a muchzak is not acting as the owner, or a muchzak if you didn't say anything. But it's not a riot you were still saying once that you're a liar. If I'm here and I don't say anything, then it seems like I'm the violin. If it's just a muchzak, then l'chora I should be chayiv for hesed. I don't have a proof. I'm just muchzak. Okay, so then I can go either way because really this last sheet does not tell me why I live. Just that the 3 years is for the side problem. And the claim that we're getting makes it. So, how long will Mike so? What do the Rambam say? The Rambam says the Chayitz were Hesis, which is why I am noted towards the Tzosis part of Shach in the Rambam. So, the really good Rambam Shtika, why should I have to swear Hesis? You could just say, because the Rambam thinks everyone has to swear Hesis no matter what. But certainly that leans us to the side of the Tzosis and not to the sort of maybe uniform formulation of the Rambam. And this is the Shita of the Rambam, and that works well according to the Tzosis. And the Ritva says, I am Potter from Hesis. Right? Again, this is a very weak Nachmanida, because they could be arguing on standards of Hesed. The Ritva could say, I really have no raya whatsoever. I'm still potter from Hesed. Or the Rambam could say, I really have a super strong raya. I'm still high in Hesed. But, you know, at least perhaps, you know, right? Assume, basically, that the Nachmanida assume all else is equal, which it may or may not be. Right?
What other nafkaminas did I put here on the board? Of course, how we read some of these Gemaras,
right? How about the
case on how about the case on Daf Mem Beis,
right? What if it's put that as masif? What's the problem? There's not really such an inyan of macha in the katan. Why? Because I can't be mocha against the katan because he has no das to understand and react to my macha. So there's a yesh omrim. I don't think the footnote said who this yesh omrim is. You know, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rabban, they all quote the same yesh omrim. I don't think the footnote say who the yesh omrim is. Maybe even the Sifta knows. Sifta also doesn't know the Yesh Omrim is. Okay, we'll call him the Shita Lonodomi. Says the Yesh Omrim. Says the Yesh Omrim, you know what? If a katan is machzik, he never gets a chazaka. Why does he never get a chazaka? The katan is machzik. Because there's no raya from the Shtika of the Marakama. Because what was the Marakama supposed to do? Be mocha? You can't be mocha against the katan. It's useless. So therefore, there's no raya for speaking of Mar Kama. Again, I'm adding a few words, but I think only very, very few.
to this. Yesh Elrim, Yesh Mefarshim, Yesh Mefarshim, sorry, to Yesh Mefarshim. Brought out the Aleph, right, Amen. Yesh Mefarshim, Dabdam, Katam, Labar, Mechuy, Behu. Since there's no possibility of Chah, Helkach, Labar, Chazako, the Chimni, Mach, Labar, Zuri, Bishtar, Hu, Yunam, Lamachi. Since being Mocha will not cause him to be careful with the stars, there's no point being Mocha. Therefore, I don't bother to be Mocha and finish the sentence. So I don't bother to be Mocha so much. There's no Raya for my Shtika. Yes, Yoni.
You can't be Mocha because it's not about it.
And so I can't be mocha because it's not going to have an effect on it. I can, but it's useless.
Because it's not a baldin and you have to.
No, because he's no das. He won't understand my mecha. What is my mecha? I'm going to sue you. Be careful of your star. He doesn't know what I'm talking about. It's not going to have any effect on him. He doesn't understand mecha. He doesn't. He has no das. Therefore, with the yesh mefarshim, I think worked very, very well with a yesh mefarshim. Right? Here is the Yesh Mefarshim. What do the Yesh Mefarshim say? Ein lo chazaka, because there's no raya from Shtikas Marakama, because mecha is useless. And therefore, okay, now, that's what the Yesh Mefarshim say. However, what does the Ramban say? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban disagrees. He has a cute play on words. Einani mochzach the tamze, right? And he says, because he says, time the chazaka is not just because of you want to be mazur him. But since he was shosik, it's like lying with over. But within 3 years, we say, achmi shtarach, and it's an isra, a raise of the taina. And after 3 years, when there's no reisa, he say you win because of that first year. And therefore, what does he say? He says, what do you mean? Since he was achla of shana, right?
Yes, we should make the case a little more accurate. Heftik of shana uben katan shnatayim. Right, that's the Dibur Mas. Doesn't matter if it's 1 or 2 or 2 months. So what do you mean? Really, the father won the first time, which is the race of Achmishtara. And therefore, once 3 years go by, there's no more race. And of course you won. Says the Ramban, Pasha that he wins. Says the Ramban, no, Pasha that it's a Chazaka. Yeshlo Chazaka. Because he really won for the first year. As a matter of fact, says Ramban, theoretically, a katan should actually win even before 3 years. So you can say, look, in the first year, when you didn't object to my father, that already proves that I'm right. Achvi shtarach, a race dealt in 3 years. I'm so young and irresponsible that I lose everything, and therefore, there's no race, and I should win in less than 3 years. And everyone says, but still, he shouldn't be better off because he has no das. That's where it seems like even those who don't say it's all the takana would admit they're running retak in certain little plugs if he has no das, at least that's one way of reading this Ramban. What about the other mefarshim here? So who says little plug lashon? The Ritva says very clear. What does he say? He says, really, says the Ritva here, it should have won right away. It's just because they reyasa amkulo, they deepened it for 3 years. They extended it to 3 years. Shuras hadin, what does he say? He should win right away. Sure, Sadin, he should win right away. But really, he should win right away. However, lo plug Rabbanan, there's a little plug in that 3 years. I mean, if you say it's all, we'll complicate this in a second. But at first, before you bring the Ritva, if you say Geshe Farsh, it's all a writing Shtika, a Katan should never have Kazakhs, they never write any Shtika because Shtika is not significant. Your words would not have had any effect. But if you say, no, the 3 years is just a lack of, it's just to take away a reisa, then a katan should have a chazaka in less than 3 years. He should have a chazaka right away because he never has a reisa. And the Ritva is basically on the side of the Ramban here. He says even better. And he says, yesh lo chazaka because, and if not, for a low plug, the Ramban doesn't use the word low plug, but it seems to be because it's not for low plug, he would have a kazaka la'alter, even in less than 3 years, if not for the low plug. However, for the low plug, we need 3 years like everyone else. Here the Rashba says something interesting, which also sneaks into the Ritva, although he doesn't need it for this. Says the Rashba, first he goes to Yishim Farshim, then he quotes, he starts quoting the Ramban, but he quotes him a little differently. He doesn't say the part about how they extended it like the Ramban and the Ritva do. Rather, he says, because the Ma'arir's Taina has a Reisa. What did Ma'arir mean? The Ma'arir's Shtika has a Reisa. Why? The Havilin and Chuyiv Lelishtik, he should have been Moche. The Katanami, Lavish, who is famous, Mishtare, Veli Nera Ode, the Chazik Taina Zo, the Kol Shu Yachol Limchos Vele Rusadeo Enam Anicho Yoser. He says, really, you should be Moche against the Katan. Why? The Katan won't hear your Mecha. No, if a cotton's in your field, you should actually just go down and take the field away from him physically. And then he proves from the Gemara in Erechah and the Gemara in Bava Kama that you can actually go and sue him and take it away from him. And he brings a raya from Bava Kama. Basically, what he says is that, you know, it's not so poshut here. He said, it could be that even if you're talking about a riot of the Marakama, there is a riot of the Marakama. Because he should have been of Mahol and Adult. He should have actually physically come down and taken the land away. Because that's what you do if there's a Gadol, you're Mocha. If there's a Katan, what would the average person do? The average person should come down and take the... And take the land away. And interestingly, he doesn't say anything about a low plug. He actually thinks that a katan's also nizer for 3 years. His lashon is the Rashba is katanami laver duhut femi gimel b'shtari. He's not nizer more than 3 years. Okay, not clear. It means he's not nizer at all. He's nizer for 3 years. But anyway, the point is that you don't have to come to this conclusion. You could say, which is alpi the Rashba. There is also that it's not necessary to explain the sugya. You could say that there is a raya mishtikaso. There is a raya mishtikaso, not that he should have been moche, but he should have actually come and physically done something about it. So really, either way, you can make it a raya mishtika, but the Ramban, clearly based on his derech, says that it really should be less than 3 years. So basically, that's not what I meant. Sorry. That is what I meant, but I didn't express it as clearly as I should have. What I mean is, or you could say like the Rashba, that hechzik, because there is a raya mishtikasa, just want to be clear. So really, if it is a raya mishtika, you can go two ways. You go like the Asian person, there's no raya mishtika, because his shtika is not significant, because if he had said anything, it would be empty words. Or you could say, no, there is a riot from his shtika. Why? Because his word could have been empty, but he could have actually come down and sued. And when a katan's on your land, you should be afraid of katanim in court, and you should have come down and sued right away. Because when a katan's fighting you, you should be extra nizer, put an extra effort to fighting him, because he has unfair advantages. As opposed to Ramban, it says, really, you should be chazak and the ritva in less than 3 years. Ramban and the ritva. Really, chazaka in less than 3 years because there's no reis on ach mishtar. It's only a little plug that it takes 3 years. Okay, what would have helped you the first year? Either if you also hold the Rashba shock, which is the Ritva, or maybe if the Ramban sounds like it's because the father was there. If you say it's a takana, what would be if a katan was eating the land is not 100% clear to me. I don't know. I have no way of knowing. I might have thought that maybe it should be valid the chazaka because you should have been made a mecha, whether you would have heard it or not. You should have made a mecha to my mechachon. But here I'm just speculating. I have no rishonim, right? So maybe it is chazaka because he should have been moche regardless. After all, once you're looking at that kana, maybe it doesn't really matter if your mecha is effective. It matters if you were yotzezayin.
And you should be mocha to be yotzezayin takana. Okay, but I can't prove that. We have 3 seconds left. We have a lot of nafkaminas left. But let's at least mention, no, we only have 3 nafkaminas left. But we need the board. How about the Chaim? Can you take the board, please? The Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel in Beis. When there's a habamina that, if not for Achbis Shorach, the habamina is that you would win what's called Aronami. If not for Achbis Shorach. What does that mean? What did that nafkamina mean? 6. Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis. Would you win the karka if not for Achvi Shtarach? Would you win the karka if not for Achvi Shtarach? So Rabbi Yonah, as expected, says no. Why would you win the karka? And what are you talking about? I hope you remember the story. The guy who once harvested your deckle says Rabbi Yonah, no, that makes perfect sense. Because you don't speak of Gimel Shtarach. You need to speak of Gimel Shtarach. And said the Ramban, yes. Says the Ramban, yes. He says, well, because after all, really the Chazaka works for Yad, except for aside from the race of Gimel Shtarach. And if not for the race of Achmi Shtarach, then you would win right away. So this is the Etzel of Locus. How do the other Rishonim here, stack up? Obviously, it's a Chazaka. You should say no. Maybe this is Tos votes, right? But Tos claims that Tos is their set. Tos is a Chazaka man. And therefore, that makes sense. The two Rishonim which we have in the Ayin a little are in two different ways. The Rashba there said the exact same thing to Rabban. And the problem with the Rashba there is so sort of Rashba Daf Tes. And I don't have a great explanation for that. The Rashba Daf Lamed Gimel says good foolish. Because really, every Chazaka should win the Karka right away, except because of Achri Shtarach, then we extend it 3 years. And yet, the Rashba Daf Kaf Tes, which actually fit the Rashba Daf Mem Beis, it's not as explicit, the Rashba Daf Kaf Tes says, no, it's only a right where you're show safe for 3 years. Because then it looks like you're pulling shit. So that, I don't have, that's the one Rishon I haven't worked out. It seems to be so certain, so. It seems to be so good. Daf Lamed Gimel is such a Ramban man, and the Daf Tes is so not. Maybe the Daf Lamed Gimel is only saying that for the Shita Ramban, although it seems to be Maskana. So I don't know if you have an answer for the Rashba. Here, the Rashba and the Ramban, and it's not like a series of one way in the Nachumina. He might say the whole Lomdus, but a different side of the Lomdus. So that I know resolution. The Ritva seems to be on the wrong side of the Nachumina. But that's okay. He's not saying different lungs. Said the Ritva here, no. That would not have worked. But you could also say like the Ritva. The Ritva says no. The Gemara never meant you would win the land if not for Achvi Shtarach. It's also a bit of a stira. So the Daf Tes, he quotes the Daf Lamed Gimel, the base of the Shita, and Daf Lamed Gimel, he doesn't follow up. But nonetheless, you could say all we need to the Daf Lamed Gimel is that harvesting a decal once is not enough to qualify as mochzak in land. You need to harvest it for a whole year and have the guy have it every summer. So no, and maybe because it's less than shana achas. The ritual would say in shana achas it would be a chazak if not for the reisa. But in this case, it was less shana achas. Just one day, we didn't even give the guy time to react. It's less than shana achas. We didn't even give time to have shtika. So maybe less than shana achas, that's nothing. You never win, man. Not even if not for the race. But in Shana Achas, you win. The Rashba, though, is, and I'll just briefly mention one more nafkamina at least, which, relate. I'll briefly mention a few sugyas. All right, you know what? We'll remember what's on the board. I'll briefly mention a few sugyas. Next time, basically, what am I going to say? I'm going to say 7 is Sogyat Shchune Gavai, meaning who has to prove where the Ma'ar was. 8 is going to be who is Mochsach, which is part of a much broader question, after 1 year.
know, you see how that's an afkamina. And 9 is going to be, what about a machzik who's not on the land? So maybe we will just fill those in, because it's already 105 next time. And basically, at least 2 of these will be entire big sugyas, which we're just going to make a Meir Mochon or Rashi Prakim to. And then we just have to do 2 on the Makor sheet, and then we go on to the sugya of Ritzutfos, Bezrat Hashem. Please, anyone who has questions, Tainas, theories, you're very invited.
Yeah.
What was Yoni's actual question?
So Yoni's question was that second class reason of Rava, so person is not mocked in until 3 years. But if we say that we're talking about a raya for the Rashba, so the raya of me of the what's it called, the Arabi pilot for 3 years, how does that work? He's only going to be machbid starting at 3 years. The moment where he starts becoming machbid, it's also a raya that it is the master. So like it seems like a blanket.
I'm only machbid when I see you were there for 3 years.
Exactly.
Once I see you there for 3 years, I would not have been silent.
Exactly.
What are you saying about time? I'm silent. After 3 years, it's too late
exactly.
To be
Mocha.
Okay.
It's
one cap. I think the answer is just that it goes without saying. That, and probably I could find it said in that brush somewhere. It goes without saying that it's not a strict order of the
what?
I know it's not that kind of thing, it's
okay, I'm not saying that's strict borderline. For example, that when we say you're machbid only at the end of 3 years, what we mean is you're machbid with trying to express your makah by the end of 3 years. Or when we say that it's chal after 3 years, we mean it's chal after you have time to express yourself after 3 years. It's just obvious. Now, again, it's obvious one way or the other. It's just obvious to mean a few minutes before, mean a few minutes after. You know, and that's why I said, even if it takes 5 days for the word to reach me.
Right.
And the summit, either we just mean you would have been mocha in time for the word to reach me by the end of the 3 years, or that, no, I'm not really mocking after 3 years. I'm mocking after 3 years and 5 days. Right. And since these are just pitchipkis, you know, that's not in the main sugya here. I'm sure there must be some, I'm sure in Encyclopedia Talmudit, there must be a paragraph about this in the 300-page entry for Hezkas Gimel Shanim. Which I, you know, would have been more likely to read if it had been a 50-page entry.
Right. I mean, the significant part of that is, like, in contrast, let's say, basically they hold differently conceptually.
You're saying it.
As opposed to the Ramban, like, they're not blind caps.
Let's say a little better. Let's take, forget what you're 5 minutes. Yeah. Let's take my case of the 5 days. 5 days travel time between him and me.
Yeah.
So, even so, you can always make omers against it, but you might say that if it's really about me losing my shard to depend, like if I hear it within 3 years, if it's about him.
So you even assume it's about both. I mean, it will just kind of not necessarily mean there are a lot of nachmina, but not because this is there's very hard part. For someone like the Ramban or the Ritva, so they're like the masik becoming, you know, muksak and the Ma'ara, the Marakama kind of losing their piece over it, kind of really happened at separate moments in a way.
Happened years ago. It's just that the Reyesa only goes away later.
Right, but that Reyesa also might be that the Ma'ara still had it. Meaning if the Ma'ara still has a Taina, like he probably still has something. Meaning,
you know what the site, you know what the right, the site would does with Ramban and the Ime, he turns it all into the Rabinioda. He says, really, that's how it started out. But then, once everyone learned Bava Basra and knew this halacha, then everyone says, oh, I can be quiet for up to 3 years because I know I have this time to send Bava Basra. And therefore, it turned into writing speaking after 3 years, and all this is only theoretical.
Right.
Because it doesn't match many of the things they say.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Answered a few questions, but I could have answered anyway.
I'm not even saying, like, so, like, trip me in. I'm just saying, like,
the maksa becomes muksak on day one, but the ma'ar clearly is not totally out of the picture yet. So those two things happen at separate times. Whereas for the Rashba, it's like in Torah, it's like it's
that I'm definitely moving. What?
You still broadcasting?
Oh yeah, I'm still broadcasting. I'm even still recording.